Welcome, everybody. My name is Elma Meyer, and the website is nowhealing.com. And the topic for today is Now Healing Your Problem Body Part. I'm going to give you a few guidelines for the call. If there's time, I'm going to open it up to questions later, and I will ask you to press 1 on your phone, which is like raising your hand. And if you're listening to the recording later and you hear me asking you to press 1 on your telephone, you don't need to do that. That's just for the live class. Another thing that's really important is to please be present when you're on this call or when you're listening to the recording. I would really love it if you could avoid multitasking, because your being here, your presence, helps to create the entire energy field of what we're doing. This is not just a lecture. Energy is shifting as I speak, and as you shift energy, you're helping everybody else to shift energy, even though it's unspoken. And as you align with wholeness, you help everybody else align with wholeness on the call, on the future recording. And if you're listening to the recording, you are still a part of this energy field, and you will receive the energetic alignments, because this work happens outside of time and space. You can go back and listen to the recording for different issues, which is really a great feature. Also, I want you to know that there may be periods of silence as I'm working, as I'm tuning into the energy, so I'm not going to be too concerned about keeping up a constant chat. I don't mind if there's dead air time. I'm not a radio DJ, so I don't need to keep constant chat going. I'll be working silently sometimes, and stuff is happening during those silences. So, what we're going to do today is work with your problem body part as energy. We're not going to analyze the problem. Instead, we are going to transform its energy field, its morphic field. We're going to change the bits and bytes and gigabytes of information within that field. And this will create actual, real change in the world of physical matter. Your problem body part is going to be different after you do this recording. First, let's tune into the problem body part. I'm going to have you choose one, the one that's bothering you the most right now. Now, remember, I'm not talking about a disease or a diagnosis. I don't want you to choose a disease or a physical diagnosis. I want you to choose an actual body part. We're using a completely different paradigm from the medical model or the cause and effect model that confuses what caused the problem with the much larger energy field of the problem itself. So let's get out of the mindset of what your doctor or your healer told you the problem is. We are going to shift the whole energy field of your problem body part, not the energy field of your diagnosis, because a different doctor might give you a different diagnosis. A different healer might pinpoint a different cause. So we don't care whether your diagnosis is correct or incorrect. We are not concerned with the medical definition or the alternative medical definition or your spiritual healer's definition of what the problem is, of what the truth is. We're not looking for that. We are strictly looking at the body part that you're calling a problem and the one that is actually bothering you right now. For instance, for something like diabetes, you would choose your foot or your heart or numbness in some area. For arthritis, you'd choose your knees or your hands. And it's okay to choose both knees or both hands. You don't just have to choose one. If it's a body part that comes in pairs, go ahead and choose both of the pairs. And for something like allergies, you would choose the actual part that is bothering you. For instance, your sinuses or your throat or your eyes or the skin on your upper arm. You won't choose allergies as the problem. You would choose the part of your body that's affected by the allergies. Okay, got that? So just choose one body part for now, and you can come back to the recording and run it for a different body part later. Now, find the body part you want to work on today. So feel the problem. Fully experience it for like 10 seconds. I'll just let you experience it. And how much physical discomfort are you in right now? Pick a number between 0 and 10. 0 is no physical discomfort. 10 is a whole bunch. So just find the first number that pops into your head, or you can muscle test it if you like to do it that way. Okay, and remember that number. Now, how much mental and emotional discomfort are you in about your physical problem? How much worry or concern or depression or anger do you have about it? Or hopelessness or despair? From 0 to 10, 0 is no discomfort emotionally or mentally. 10 is a huge amount of discomfort emotionally or mentally. Find your number. And remember those two numbers as two separate numbers, your physical number and your mental and emotional number. So now take those numbers and put them up on an imaginary computer screen so that you can come back to them later. Just save them somewhere because we're going to do some other work now. We're going to pivot our focus away from your experience of the problem, away from you as the one experiencing the problem, and we're going to connect to you as the healer of the problem instead. This is really easy. It's something we learn in depth in the Now Healing 101 course, and a bunch of you on the call, probably about half of you on the call, have taken the Now Healing 101 course. And if you want to know more, take the course. But we can just go ahead and do it now, even if you don't know how, and I'm making air quotes. So we are going to do an energetic alignment to align with our infinite self and our inner healer. So to do this, you just focus lightly and easily on your center. Start at the base of your spine, move your focus quickly up and out the top of your head, and connect to infinite self. Okay? If you want to do that again a few times, you can. Start at the base of your spine, feel your center, go up and feel you connecting to your infinite self. Okay, now you are ready to shift some energy. So we're going to do something a little bit new here. We are going to hang out in this space for a bit, the Now Healing space. This is like an instant meditation. So let's do another energetic alignment to align with the Now Healing space. Start at the base of your spine, up your center, up and out. Now just experience that center. Just hang out in it. And experience the wholeness, infinite wholeness of your center. And experience the non-attachment and the neutrality of centeredness. Experience the infinite self from your center out to the infinite self simultaneously. Experience groundedness and firmly resting on Mother Earth and your infinite self simultaneously. And now feel and experience your expanded, quiet mind, which is the universal mind, your centered mind and your infinite mind. Okay, so now from this Now Healing space of you as healer, we're going to look outside of that space for a different energy field, the energy field of your problem body part. Observe the screen that you put up with your numbers on it, your two numbers. Now you're going to find a different screen, and on that screen, you're going to pull up all the files that contain all the information about the problem. It's just information. You don't know what those files contain. You don't need to know right now. There are many, many gigabytes. A gigabyte is 10 to the 9th bits of information. A terabyte is 10 to the 12th. Let's say there are 10 to the 24th bits of information on that screen. And your conscious mind certainly isn't going to be able to hold them all, but they're in that folder on that screen somewhere. Just let them assemble onto there, all the information about problem body part. Okay. That's outside of you on a screen. Now, you are still in the now healing space at this point. You're going to create a now healing space around that screen that contains the information about the problem. Just make a bubble of now healing space in front of you. Or for you Mac users, just drag the file with the problem into a new file that's the now healing space. So your problem body part is now in the now healing space. Okay, and if you have any questions about, well, what is the now healing space, there's a short video on the website that will explain it. If you want more information, it's in the Now Healing 101 class. But it's there, whether you know what it is or not. Like, I can drive my car without knowing how the internal combustion engine works. And use the now healing space the same way. So your problem is sitting in the now healing space. Stuff is happening. Energy is shifting. You can notice it. Any thoughts or emotions that come up right now are immaterial. Just ignore them. Let them come up and out in a second without attaching to them. Because these thoughts and emotions can really be a distraction if you focus on them. They're not necessarily part of the healing and wholing process. Your conscious mind isn't going to know what's happening, so it may be reacting and firing randomly right now. This is an energetic process, not a mental one. Just think of the little bits of information shifting, little zeros and ones changing. You don't know what they mean. If you find yourself having thoughts and emotions that you can't ignore, go to your center again. Just recenter yourself, do an energetic alignment with your center, reinforce yourself in the now healing space. So the information about the energy field of the problem is sitting in the now healing space. Now wait. Just sit in the waiting room while the problem is doing its little private healing visit to the now healing space. You're in the waiting room while stuff is happening. We're just going to sit with this for a little while. If you find your mind wandering, that's fine, because it's not your conscious mind that is controlling this right now. You want to reinforce what's happening or get some more action out of this, just put it in the now healing space some more. Put it in there louder, faster. So now let's bring in your conscious mind. Stuff is still percolating in there in the now healing space. Stuff happens at the speed of light, so it may be done, it may not be. It may be going through denser vibrations of matter that take longer than the speed of light to manifest. Whatever. We're going to now add your conscious mind into the mix. So let's find that screen that contains what you think the problem is. Find out in space in front of you information of what you think, everything you think is the problem, and what common sense says the problem is, what experts say the problem is. Let's bring in medical reasoning and anything your doctors or alternative health practitioners or energy healers have said. Let's bring in scientific research and New Age opinions and research. Let's bring in what your mom thinks about it, what your family thinks about it, what your past experiences are with this problem, your memories, your worries about it, your projections into the future. Throw it all in. Everything that your conscious mind thinks. And it doesn't matter whether those things are true or false. And please note how this is very different from what you would do in Yuen Method, because I know there's several Yuen Method practitioners out there in the crowd. We are not looking for the truth, although in Yuen Method, when you look for the truth, that is very useful and it works really well. But right now, we're not looking for that. We are just looking for all the correlations and all the entanglements with your situation, whether they're true or not. Let's just throw them all in, put them in the now healing space too, along with the problem, and let them percolate and work in the now healing space. Now let's throw in your non-conscious mind. Everything you don't know. And we'll put that in the now healing space. And if everything you don't know is battling it out with everything that you do know, that's okay. We'll just align them with non-attachment to each other, and align them with non-looping. I'm just going to dampen the resonance of those feedback loops right now. And just feel yourself in the now healing space. Go to your center and reinforce that. And from that vantage point, observe what's happening out there on the screen of your problem, your thoughts about your problem, your non-conscious knowing about your problem in the now healing space. Good. And if you don't know what you're doing, that's okay. It's not about knowing what you're doing. I don't know how I'm making my heart beat right now, and that's okay. I let go of that. So let go of the questions that you have. Let go of your habitual thoughts about it. Just let those float away and get into your grounded, infinite center. Okay, good. So now what we're going to do is disentangle from any expectations of instant healing. Disentangle from expectations of instant healing on all levels. And let's also disentangle from any expectations of never ever healing. I'm going to take the two ends of the spectrum, and let's put those in the now healing space. those expectations of instant healing and never healing and anything in between. Okay, I want to do a little check-in here and see how we're doing before we go on. Everybody, tune into your physical body part that was the problem and experience it now. Be the person experiencing it. Has that experience changed in the last 20 minutes? What number are you at now in terms of your physical discomfort? Okay, find a number. And remember your old number for your physical discomfort. If your physical number has decreased, please press 1. And if it has not, then press 2. If it's stayed the same or gone up, press 2. 1 for gotten better. 2 for stay the same. Let's take your number, whatever it is now, not what it was when you started, but whatever it is right now, and we're just going to align it to 0. Don't question what that means. Just say align it to 0 and enter that to your center. Okay, and now of the people that pressed 2 before, if your number changed, press 1. If it still feels the same, your physical issue, not your emotional or mental, but your physical issue, press 2. So if it's gotten better, press 1. If it stayed the same, press 2. Okay, so just hold on to that, and we are going to go on and look at the mental and emotional component of how much your original issue was bothering you. What is it now? Tune into how much you're worried about it, how much you're concerned about it, and what number is that at? Is it 0 means you're not worried or concerned at all? Okay, and I want another show of hands, please. If your emotional mental number went down, press 1. And if your emotional mental number stayed the same, press 2. Let's do some work on the mental and emotional number. We're going to go for 0 here. So, first thing to do is take your number of how much it's bothering you on a mental or emotional level and align it with 0. Align you with being okay with having no problem about this. And let's do a nice big fat disentangle between the mental and emotional and the physical. I'm just doing that for you right now, and if you want to do anything for yourself, that's fine too. That's always okay. And now on a mental level, I am hearing some of you saying, yeah, but see, my problem, I have it when this is happening and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I hear myself saying that sometimes too. I'm like, my looping mind comes in and I'll start saying, yeah, but it didn't get any better, blah, 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 blah. And I just have to tell myself to shut up and get off that loop. So let's all do that right now. If you're having a thought of, yeah, but it didn't change because blah, 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 we are going to gently and lovingly silence that thought, disentangle from that thought, disentangle from the morphic field of all the past times that you've thought that, all the past times that your family has thought that, your doctor, your grandmother, whoever, ancestors. Let's disentangle that mental and emotional stuckness around your issue from your living space, from your bedroom, from your kitchen, from your bathroom, from your past houses that you've lived in, from your workspace, from your the objects in your home. Just going to do an energy clearing of that energy field from where you live and spend a lot of your time. And I'm just doing some more disentangling of the mental and emotional from the physical. It's really great that you can discern the difference between the two, because that is a huge step in disentangling. That's one really great thing that I learned from Dr. Ewan, is how to separate the mental and the emotional and the physical. Super powerful. So let's just align with that now. Without knowing what that means, we're just going to disentangle those three things from your energy field so that they can work independently. And then coming back to the physical issue, let's pivot away from the mental and emotional issue. Let's focus on the physical issue again. Put that up on a screen again. Outside of you, put all the information up on a screen outside of you and go to your center again. We're going to work on shifting energy again rather than work on experiencing the problem. We'll come back and look at that again later. So for right now, put that up on a screen and go to your center. Let's do another energetic alignment to align with the now healing space. Start at the base of your spine. Move your focus up and out the top of your head to your infinite self, and just feel yourself in the now healing space. Know that your body part, your problem body part, is in the now healing space at this point. Your worries and concerns and depression and anxiety and whatever about it is also in the now healing space. You don't have to do anything about it now. Let's disentangle doing anything about it from it. And let's align with the energy field of where the problem does not exist. So find that energy field. Create a screen. That is the universe where your physical problem is not a physical problem. It doesn't exist. It's not an issue. Your life is going on without that physical problem. And I'm not asking you to experience what your life would be like. I'm not asking you to daydream about it. I'm just asking you to assemble the information of the reality where the problem is at zero. You're focused on other things. I'm just supporting you in being able to do that right now. And now let's just enter that reality. Bring that into you, or you step into it, however you want to do it. And then we'll disentangle from any remnants, bits, and pieces of the old reality now. Any bits and pieces of your thoughts going, but that's impossible, blah, 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 blah. Disentangle from that now. And even if you hear that chatter, you can ignore it. Just because you hear it doesn't mean it's necessarily disconnecting your energy field. It may just be a past echo. So even if you experience a thought bubbling up, that is an annoying thought, or even if you experience a physical sensation that is an annoying or bothersome physical sensation, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a problem. You can just inhabit your center around it. So learn to discern when something is actually disconnecting your energy field and when it's a real problem from when it's not and it's just mental chatter or just remembering what it used to be like. If it is disconnecting your energy field, if you do discern that, go to your center and make yourself whole, and then it won't be disconnecting your energy field anymore. That corresponds to a UN method correction of making yourself strong to it, or in now healing, it corresponds to aligning with wholeness. So let's find whatever remnant of physical sensation is left. Notice what that's like right now and disentangle from it. And even if you're still experiencing it, your experience is not necessarily truth. It doesn't matter if it's truth or not. You're just going to disentangle from that, from experiencing it as a negative experience. You're going to get very, very neutral around it. Observe it from your infinite self. Observe it from the now healing space. And disentangle from it. And now observe your thoughts, emotions, reactions, worry, concern. Observe that. Experience it for about 2 seconds. Now go back into your infinite self, into the now healing space. And align with wholeness in the presence of those concerns. So they are not disconnecting you from your wholeness. And we're going to have zero expectations of whether you get instantly healed or whether you never ever get healed and the problem never goes away. Those are immaterial because we are whole, and so those kinds of thoughts don't matter. When you're working from the position of your infinite self, you can observe things that you may in other realities have called a problem. And you just observe it as a situation. And I'm not saying that I want you to become dissociated and spacey and not in your body. That's also a negative reaction. I'm saying get as connected to wholeness as you possibly can and as grounded as you possibly can. And then you're going to observe your little problem from an infinite vantage point from out in space. You're going to look at it like God would look at it. Believe in such things. And if you don't, then look at it like from the vantage point of the singularity of the Big Bang. Or, you know, find some nice big huge vista point where you can look at your problem. And looking at it from inside of it. Okay, I want a show of hands of if you're able to do that. Are you able to get to the place where you can observe your problem from your infinite self? If you feel that you can, even to some extent, maybe not 100%, but to some extent, press 1. And if you feel that you absolutely cannot get there, please press 2. Okay, I have mostly 1s, and I have 2 2s. You are on mic now, so tell me what's going on with that.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I mean, I feel like I can look at it from far away, but I don't feel, even from the beginning of the call, I don't feel like I'm able to connect too well to my infinite self. Like when I look for focus on my spine, I could do that. But when I'm supposed to go out to my head to my infinite self, I just don't feel connected to that.
And is that just today, or is that normal for you?
That's kind of normal. I've always had trouble with that.
All right, so let's disentangle you from needing to feel it, because it may not be a physical sensation for you. It may just be a space that you exist in. And when I test your energy field, you are connected to your infinite self. Why don't you test right now? Say, you know, just ask yourself, am I connected to infinite self when I'm doing this?
Yeah, I'm strong.
Yeah. So it's just for you a matter of wanting to feel it more.
Okay.
And those are two different things. My answer to you would be to just don't question it, don't worry about it, just forge on ahead as if it didn't matter.
Okay.
And then if you want to be able to experience it and really feel it, listen to the call again, and I'm actually going to, my cunning plan is to create a short little audio instant meditation of how to do that. That will help. But just realize that your sensation of it and perception of it are not the same as your actual connection to it.
Okay, great.
Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, thanks. Thanks for sharing that and bringing that up, because I think that may have clarified things for others too who were maybe not at 100% there. Okay, I'm going to put you back on mute. Okay, let me just tune in and see what we need to do right now. Let's go back to that aligning with zero, aligning our problem with zero, aligning our physical problem with zero, aligning our thoughts about our problem with zero, aligning our emotions about our problem with zero, aligning our sensations of our problem with zero, being okay with being at zero. Zero is your center. It is neutrality. It is non-attachment. It is infinite wholeness and infinite self. And you can access that anytime by going to your center. There's many other ways to access it, too. Going to your center is not the only way to do it. Putting stuff in the now healing space is obviously not the only way to do it, but it's just a way that I've found really easy and really effective. You can find a symbol. You can just see a big zero and put yourself in it, put yourself in a sphere that is the zero-point field where you have access to nothingness and everythingness. Okay, so for the people who had not gotten any improvement before on their physical issue, tune into your physical issue now. How does it feel right now? What is your number? And this is for the people who didn't change before, who had pressed 2 before. If you have experienced a change or improvement, press 1. If there's still no change, press 2. Okay, everybody's at a 1. So everyone has experienced an improvement. So let's take that energy field, that morphic field of improvement as a process. Align with that, and then let's take the energy field of improvement as an instant state, so it doesn't have to be a process that happens over time, and align with that too. So we're working with time and beyond time. And then let's go to tomorrow or next week and the thought of, well, what if I experience it again? What if it comes back? and let's align that with zero, with non-attachment and neutrality. And let's take the whole morphic field of what if it comes back. That's just a big one. I feel that big time, not just for this group, but for everybody, for myself, for, you know, the whole thought form of illness and all that stuff. So we are going to disentangle from that so that if you have that thought, what if it comes back, or, oh, no, it's back, it doesn't disconnect you from wholeness. The whole point is to be aligned with wholeness, grounded, conscious, functioning, and aligned with infinite wholeness all at the same time. And nothing else really matters, at least in now healing. So if you experience the problem, if you notice the problem, if you remember the problem, if you worry about it coming back, let's allow that to not disconnect you from wholeness. And let's align you with being centered and whole around the problem. And that alone can evaporate a problem. Let's take the problem as problem and align it with being a situation, a neutral situation. Align you with that. Okay, so you may have experienced an instant healing from doing this audio recording. Don't be surprised if your problem has completely shifted. Many people have experienced this, but also don't be concerned if it's only improved 50% or 30%. Now healing works best if you are completely non-attached to the outcome. And if you want to know more about how to easily and quickly get non-attached and neutral, you can find out in the Now Healing 101 course. Today, you might have gotten, let's say, 70% improvement. Tomorrow, when you listen again for a different body part, you may get 90% improvement, or 100%, or 10%, or zero improvement. That doesn't mean it's not working. The energy always shifts. It's like when you get a haircut or you brush your teeth and you go back in and do it again, you don't think, oh, it didn't work last time because I already did it, so I should never have to do it again. Sometimes the transformation you get will last forever. Sometimes it will last till next year, or the results will last till next year. Sometimes the results will last till next week. Sometimes the energy shift is going to be very subtle on the physical level, and you may not notice it on the physical level. But the energy always shifts whenever we do this work. So just remember to stay non-attached to expectations and results because they are limiting. Okay, very, very good. So again, for those of us who are UN Method practitioners, we have built up this expectation of instant healing, and other practitioners too. And we've seen instant healing in UN Method, in Matrix Energetics, in Theta Healing, in Reiki, and whatever, in Now Healing. You know, we see instant healing all the time because it's getting really common. But our expectations are getting in the way. Instant healing happens a lot, but it doesn't happen every single time, and that's okay. Life is sometimes about singularities and one-time events, and sometimes it's about cycles and repetitions. We need to be okay with that. We need to be okay with doing a maintenance program on ourselves with this energy work, with repetition. It's like eating or showering or, you know, any kind of a cyclical activity that needs to be performed over and over in life. And I have really resisted this. You know, I really bought in hook, line, and sinker to the instant healing thing. You only need to do it once, and then it's done. And if that's not true, you have failed miserably. So, you know, this is something that's still at the back of my mind. And I need to be okay with a daily practice. And what my daily practice is simply being in the now healing space. Putting myself in the now healing space, putting whatever is bothering me in the now healing space. And it doesn't have to even be a minute. It could be 10 seconds. It could be 3 minutes. You know, just something short. It needs to be quick and powerful for me. Longer is not better. I can't commit to 20 minutes. I just can't do it. But I can commit to 1 minute. And this is not like meditation. It's not about practicing mental focus. That is wonderful, and I could certainly use more of that in my life. But this is different. This is about doing an energetic alignment with wholeness and being in the now healing space. And just because you only do it for 10 seconds or 50 seconds or a minute doesn't mean that it stops when you stop consciously being in that state. So just connect with it twice a day. If you are experiencing a problem that doesn't go away, experience a way to resolve it just as often. So if you experience your physical problem daily, you need to experience the now healing space daily, or whatever else it is that works for you. But I'm giving you the now healing space because that's what works for me. If you worry about it, then do the antidote to worrying about it and detach from worry about it in the now healing space. So if you can commit to about a minute on waking and a minute just before sleeping for whatever issue is bothering you on the physical level or whatever recurring issue is in your life, that will shift the energy of it. I promise you, the energy will change if you do that. I want a show of hands. Does anyone feel like they can commit to about a minute or let's say 10 seconds at the beginning and end of every day? Press 1 if you can commit to that. And if you cannot, if there's some reason why you can't, press 2. Because believe me, if I were on this call like a few days ago, I might have pressed 2. Even 10 seconds was like, no, I can't commit. I don't want to. Okay, looks like everybody is pressing 1 except for one person. And that's okay. If you can't commit, I'm not going to twist your arm. I'm just aligning you with being able to find a way to do it that works for you. Okay? If you would like some support or guidance in your daily practice, I invite you to take advantage of 2 audio recordings, the Now Healing Instant Meditation and Activation for First Thing in the Morning and another one for Bedtime. They're only 5 minutes each, and they are just super power-packed with energetic alignments to transform your day and to heal your issue while you sleep. So you can do it yourself. You don't have to listen to the recordings, but if you want just a little support, feel free to use those recordings. I think they can be really helpful, and they're only 5 minutes. So we should be able to put in 5 minutes or less a day into maintaining our wholeness. All right. So let's just recap a little bit of what we did today. We plugged your issue into the now healing space, and as a result, the energy field changed, and your experience of it changed, which are 2 different things. And this is a new way of doing things. It's actually kind of amazing to be able to create change this way, to just simply plug your issue into an energy field and get results without having to actually do anything. And then to later be able to use the recording repeatedly and plug a different issue in every time. And I invite you to do that. So I think that is really easy. I like easy. I don't know about you. So this recording is going to be really useful for you. It's a healing session that you can run on yourself anytime. This energy field is always available to you. That is what Now Healing is all about. So you can put yourself in the now healing space for any situation. You can put any situation in the now healing space, not just your physical issue. It could be an emotional issue. It could be a relationship. And we'll do more, you know, teleconferences around the different issues because they all have slightly different applications or different entries. So it is extremely useful. And what I'd like to do is ask you, if you find this useful, please tell people about it. Tell your friends to join the Inner Circle. This membership for a big, huge healing session like this is an incredible value, I think. So if you know people that need this or want this, or if you think they should have it, tell them about it. You'll be helping them out. You guys, it was lovely to work with you. Be in the now healing space in your conscious minds as you walk around your day. Have a beautiful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.